Ivone, Layla Rahimi, and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got five on it. Number one.
Five on it here on Rahimi and Harris. Mark Rohde in for Layla Rahimi. Question number one. What was more annoying last night, the Cubs' situational hitting or the Cubs' pitching?
Wow. You're not wrong with either answer.
Thank you.
In this case. But I am going to stick with what has ailed the Cubs all month, has gotten better, and the situational hitting was just a disaster last night. The double plays, man. Right away, they loaded the bases in the first inning, one out, and then Carson Kelly could not have hit into an easier double play, like a hard hit ball to shortstop, 6-4-3, and the inning is stunted. The Cubs' fifth inning, 4-3 San Francisco at the time. This was a close game, folks. Bases loaded for the Cubs. One out. Does that sound familiar? Justin Turner grounds into a double play. So I'm going to go. And they did have some two-out hits early in this game, so there were some clutch moments for the Cubs. Nico Horner with a three-run homer, which was deluxe. Make no mistake about it. He cranked that baseball. But I've had it with the Cubs having runners in scoring position with less than two outs and not getting anything across the home plate. It's happened way too much lately.
So the Wisenhunt changeup was a thing last night.
Yeah, they say he's got one of the best in baseball.
It looked good, but the Cubs were impressive early in their ability to lay off. And the whole time Carson Kelly's up, I'm thinking, don't fall for the change. Don't strike out. Don't fall for the change. Don't strike out. I wasn't even thinking about the worst possible result, which is the double play. And for all the talk about the Cubs and what can they do to get better, my thing is real simple right now. Carson Kelly, I can't have him batting where he bats. He needs to be in a different spot in the lineup. And I know a lot of guys are struggling right now. And this is why I say Nico Horner needs to be in that top third every night, whether it's leadoff or two or wherever.
He did hit leadoff last night,
yes,
for the record.
Yes, yeah. Against Nico the lefty. Did. He'll do that against the lefty.
Yeah, and he had a base hit to start the game.
Can I give you this real quick?
Please. It's five on it, baby.
In the month of August, 21 games have been played. 18 have been started by Carson Kelly. 224 batting average, 288 on base. I can live with that from a middle of the order guy if you are slugging. The man is slugging 224. Why is he batting cleanup? Why is he batting fifth? Why is he in the middle of your order? Can't happen. It cannot happen. In the second half, that's a 30-game sample. He's slugging slightly higher at 260. Can't be in the middle of your lineup.
Sometimes managers will put slumping players in better positions in a lineup to try to get them out of their slump. And let's face it, Carson Kelly was Pudge Rodriguez earlier this year. He was Johnny freaking Bench earlier this year. He was
Babe Ruth.
Mike Piazza earlier this year. I'm just trying to think.
Are we still on earlier this year?
Cal Raleigh.
He was never Cal Raleigh. Let's calm down.
He wasn't. Man, remember when he had the highest OBP in baseball?
I remember when he hit for the cycle.
He hit for the cycle. So let's go a little easy on my guy.
Oh, I'm glad you claimed him, because now I'm attaching any failure he has to you.
Ooh, wow, that was a big mistake on my part.
So I'm not saying get Carson Kelly out of here or anything crazy. He's done a more than adequate job as a guy who's supposed to be the second catcher on the team. He has become the primary catcher, but he doesn't need to be a primary hitter is my point.
Texter says, no catcher should ever be hitting above seven unless he is Salvador Perez. And then the two of the names that I mentioned, Mike Piazza and Pudge Rodriguez, not Cal Raleigh.
Oh, according to he's wrong. Cal Raleigh can hit third, fourth, whatever.
Yeah. Salvi Perez, he stung the Cubs earlier this year. Remember that.
That's what he does to Chicago teams.
Yeah. Five
on it. Number two.
We talked about what success looks like for the Bears yesterday. What does this successful season look like for the Chicago Cubs, who currently have a 99.6% chance of making the playoffs, according to Fangraphs?
What is that number? 90 what?
99.6.
Wow. Yeah, they're going to play. I've been trying to tell y'all, they're going to the playoffs. That's not the issue here. The issue is, can you be ready for a playoff series from a health and hotness standpoint? Are your pitchers feeling good? Are your hitters hot at the plate heading into October? That is the big question. Listen, success in my eyes, and we just talked about that was this with the Bears. That's what makes this funny. For the Cubs, success looks like getting to the National League Championship Series. That's a lot easier to do if you're doing it from, I don't know, a first round bye.
Yeah. I like that. I like that idea.
Playing for a spot in the World Series is what success looks like.
Wow. Oh, so winning, not just getting to the NLCS.
No, playing for a spot in the World Series.
Okay. What was the exact,
that's what the NLCS is.
Give me the exact question again, Tyler. Sorry, buddy.
All good.
I'm sorry, with Robbie Tree. But yeah.
We talked about what success looks like for the Bears yesterday. What does a successful season look like for the Chicago Cubs, who currently have a 99.6% chance of making the playoffs, according to FanGraphs?
Win a playoff series. I'm sorry. I mean, I know I should set my sights higher and I should be more greedy, but the Cubs have not won a playoff series for years, haven't been in the playoffs, period. So to win a playoff series, I think I would accept that. And as for the 99% chance of making it, I hope that they make it, because it brings back a little bit the collapse of 2023 when they had like a 92% chance of making the playoffs and they did not make the playoffs.
This is not the same.
So
as that.
I don't think it is. I mean, 99% is, I don't think it is that. And I can't, for one, I cannot handle another Cubs collapse. I can't handle it. But I guess I'm weak, because I just think I'm accepting a playoff series win.
I don't think that's weak.
You think number three.
What have you seen or heard from Bears in training camp? Has what you've seen or heard from the Bears in training camp made you more or less optimistic about this upcoming season?
I'm virtually less optimistic, and then again, I had 11 wins at one point in time. But I think that's the answer. I don't see how there could be, and maybe, Marshall, you'll have a different hitch on it, but just all the things that have not worked out the way that they had planned it. And I have applauded the Bears all along with the left tackle thing, that they're not just forcing it. They're not just saying, let's just put Trapillo in there and let's just force him to be the left tackle. They have been diligent with it, and they've allowed it to be an open competition. However, they are behind in that regard right now. So the fact that they are behind in certain spots, the fact that the quarterback, Caleb Williams, it's been a bit bumpy, been very up and down for all the reasons that you might think it is, with a new coach, with last year being bad, and just Caleb Williams still learning how to be a quarterback at the NFL level. We have not seen discernible difference from him relative to last year. And it could be there. Could be lights, camera action for Caleb when the lights turn on in Minnesota or at Soldier Field on September 8th. But for now, my expectations have gone down for the Chicago Bears.
Would you say I'm less meatball-y than you?
No. Did I?
I said, would you say I'm less meatball-y than you?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Would you say I'm more pragmatic than you?
Yeah, unfortunately. But somebody has to be pragmatic.
That's
on this
why
program.
My stance has changed not a single inch to the left, right, front, back from what I said at the start, at the outset. I said it was going to be bumpy for Caleb. I said it's going to be tough.
You did.
And I also said that the Bears aren't going to win a whole bunch of games, and that's going to be a tough start to the season. Nothing that I've seen in training camp leads me to believe that anything has changed on that front. I still don't know.
The offensive line? Are you crazy? Do you know who's on the interior of their offensive line this year relative to last year?
Yeah.
So they have competent Joe Tooney, competent
sure
Drew
do.
Dahlman, competent Jonah Jackson.
Sure do.
Yeah.
I was aware of that when I said everything I said, and guess what? Still don't know who's getting to the quarterback. And what do I have more faith in?
Oh, so you're talking about the defensive line.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the offensive line. You said the line. You were talking about Caleb, and then you talked about the line. So my brain went offensive line.
I got you.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, who do I have more confidence in, the offense or the defense?
Well.
It's well documented. You
well documented that Marshall is all about the offense.
I could see the offense being rocky, right? And then finding a way to get some Caleb magic late. But I can also see the offense and Caleb having some growing pains, and not until after the bye. Again, they could be very well 1-3 or even 0-4 after four games. I need to see it.
Okay.
Number four.
Leila Rahimi was in the group chat last night lamenting the home crowd at the rate last night. How long do you think it will take before the White Sox are consistently worth paying for again? Would you pay to see the Sox?
Yeah, we have reason to believe that Scott Merkin was the only person in attendance last night at the White Sox.
Just that's not true. James Fegan was there, too.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Let me do my best.
You want to hit this one?
You got any more of those giveaways? You got any more of those bobbleheads? You got any more of those cool jackets, hoodies, pullovers?
So you need something there to get you to the ballpark.
As of right now.
You need incentive.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But when they build that new ballpark, that place is going to be popping. I don't know what year that's going to be, but when they build that new ballpark.
So 5 years from now, Sox will be worth watching again?
5 years from now?
I don't know.
2035.
I like that. I mean, come on, man. Stadiums in this town? We're watching it in real time with the Chicago Bears right now. So for me to say 5 years should not make anybody.
Don't see why Durkin moved.
No, I don't see any golden shovels.
The question was about the Sox, not the fire, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, they're going to build the stadiums right next to each other. So.
Okay, all right, I'm just saying.
Where's Gabe Ramirez? Oh, he's going to be on tomorrow.
Yes, he's on tomorrow.
Right.
Sluggers, 2-6.
That's
Jetson
right.
Jetson Richards, Gabe Ramirez, check it out. Go visit them at Sluggers.
Well, I guess being that I haven't paid for a White Sox game this year and have not been, I usually do go to a few games with my buddy Dan Dorfman, who's a White Sox historian who has written about the score and their anniversaries through the years, and he's a huge Sox fan.
See?
And Ryan
Porth has entered the chat.
Oh my God!
He's got the rate sweater.
Look at that! It's a sick vest.
If you're on Twitch, you can see it.
Put it on.
Look, yeah, put it on. You know what that looks like? That looks like a Ditka, like an old Ditka sweater vest. What you are about to see right now, my friends, looks like something that Mike Ditka would have worn back in the day. Oh man, you are rocking that! Look at you.
Dude,
you're adorbs, is what you are.
This would get me to the Sox game. I've been to a Sox game this year. There was a concert, and that's why I went.
Oh, so who was playing?
That falls into the category of giveaways, is it not? The concert.
Oh, Flo Rida, right?
Flo Rida after the game.
Yeah.
Ask if I stayed till the end of the Flo Rida concert. I did not.
Club can't handle you, man.
I could not handle the club right now, so I went and took my tail home. How about that?
That does look good on you.
Listen.
Look at this guy.
The White Sox have great giveaways.
Yeah.
Also, they have great food items.
Better than the Cubs? Oh, I said it. Oh. Yeah, they do have better food. They just do.
Listen, I just think when that stadium pops, whoo!
I love it when that stadium pops, man. There was no... Obviously, I cover the Cubs and the World Series. I also cover the White Sox and their 2005 World Series. To see that park, the energy in that damn ballpark.
The Pope was there.
Like, the Pope, yeah, he has blessed the team, and hopefully they will act accordingly.
Listen, John Stamos can throw out the first pitch. Full house.
The Pope.
That might be still my... You and I were on the air, my friend.
Yes, I remember.
When the Pope news...
It's on the Instagram.
Broke, yeah.
M. Harris on air. Go follow it. Go check out the clip with the Pope.
Father Bob, what a moment that was.
It's like, wait, what?
This is
the way we all had to process it.
Yeah.
You know what the levels to it.
I usually don't like the cliche year-in-review things that everybody does at the end of
year. That's the star.
We need it this year. There's been a lot of stuff going down in the great, big, beautiful city of Chicago. Chicago and its sports teams.
Five on it. Number five.
Fifth question here on Five on It with Raheem and Harris. Mark Grody is in. Mark Grody, I'll give you the context for this one. The fifth question, what is the coolest thing you have ever won in your life or received complimentary?
Yeah, I guess the context of it is I was fortunate enough to be blessed by the folks at Topo Chico Water, and they dropped off a bunch of gifts here that I have to haul home after this, like freight elevator, because they were so generous. And I'm going to share with everybody. I'll let you guys pick what you want. But... Yeah. Real quick, by the way, just to answer a question, because I said that your sweater vest looks like a Ditka vest. I, assuming that the texter is right, the texter says it was marketed as a Ditka-inspired sweater vest. So I, as usual, I was right.
As usual?
So, yes.
As sometimes. So,
I'm batting about 230 on this show, I think.
Hey, fit right into the Cubs lineup.
That's not...
You're Dansby Swanson.
Congrats. Okay, so I think that I'll go with the best. Like, that was pretty cool. The Topo Chico thing. That is, in terms of, like, quantity and something that I legitimately, genuinely love, because I love Topo Chico, like, that is the best gift. But I will say, the coolest thing I ever won... Now, I've been going back to my Lincoln, Illinois days. When I was cutting my teeth in radio, I worked in Lincoln, Illinois. Love Lincoln, Illinois. Shout out to my friends in Lincoln, Illinois. But another radio station in town, not in Springfield, which was the big city. You know, I was in the little city of Lincoln. I drove to Springfield to participate in, this will not surprise anybody, to participate in a Harry Carey impersonation contest for another radio station, WFMB. Shout out. And I won the thing. I competed against about like 15
yeah,
other
but
people.
You had to earn that. I thought that we were just talking about what you've been like reward, like gifted.
Oh, well, that was something that you won.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So, then I have my answer changes.
Yeah.
Well, now
yeah.
You have to pull out the Harry.
Yeah.
Anybody who says you could have a good time without drinking is crazy.
They're just a little sample. But so I won the thing from another radio station. They didn't care. They loved it. I was at a tiny 5,000 watt radio station. So I think they even had me on. So it was not like, oh, God, somebody from a competing station. And I won a couple tickets to a Cubs suite, which I was not able to use because I was a poor person living in Lincoln, Illinois, and I had to work. You know how it is when you're cutting your teeth.
So you couldn't even. Get the
I gave them away.
Away.
You can't stop working. You can't stop working, man, when you're cutting your teeth.
Okay, so mine is this. Now that I know we could have won something, freshman year pizza eating contest sponsored by Papa John's on campus at Mississippi State University.
Wow, good audible, by the way.
I finished second, and you're thinking, oh, second, that's not first. First was free pizza for the year for your dorm. Can you picture a bunch of college kids thinking they might get free pizza for a year and the just absolute crowd
hero.
Man. Yeah. And so I am a garbage disposal, especially back then. I think I ate two, I think it was like a pizza and then all pizzas but one slice in the it was either 60 seconds or 2 minutes, something like that. And I finished second, so I just got pizza for the entire dorm for a day. Like, for the year meant every week they would drop off pizza for the whole
dorm. I was wondering how that worked.
But I got, for the day, like, a week later, they brought pizza for the entire dorm, and I won that. So I was a hero, and that's the most I've ever won.
That is fantastic. Gentlemen?
I have one. So before this, I used to work at SiriusXM, and I covered college sports. And on the show I worked on, I was entering the fan transfer portal. So a bunch of teams are trying to commit and recruit me. BYU, the Mormons, they sent me an unbelievable gift box of a jacket, water bottle, bag, everything you could have seen. I got that. It was sweet.
Prayer leaflets as well.
And then I committed to BYU, and then I decommitted.
Sometimes you got to decommit.
Wow. What Tyler? You got, Baby T?
Baby T is going to have to go with his one of two number one medals in high school tennis at Lake Park.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we both went to Lake Park High School. Yeah. And Roselle and Medina.
At Schaumburg High School.
Same year? You guys graduated together?
Did they talk about Grody?
Yeah, right. Man, good God, no.
Did they whisper about Grody in the hallways?
I'm sure they did.
I wish.
Yeah. That's wild. So you played tennis, man. Have you considered playing tennis against, I think Matt Spiegel plays tennis here at the
radio station.
You know
what? It was funny. I heard him say that a while back. Yeah. And I was like, no way. I was a tennis player too. I still play tennis, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, man.
Great way to stay
and a lot of people properly asking, what about the World Series ring? Yeah, that probably was a pretty good
guess.
I've hit people over the head with the World Series ring.
That's the real answer.
I've hit my maximum mentions on having a World Series ring.
No, you have a World Series ring. There's no limit. The limit does not exist.
Do you call it a 401k plan or do you call it a World Series ring? I mean, whatever. I think it would work both ways for me.
I would call it the World Series.
No, I will never let that ring out of the Grody family. I just have to decide who to pass it down to when I die, when I'm dead. All right, we got to take a break. We're done? I mean, the music's over, so it feels like it must be. We're over. We're behind the whole thing. Coming up next, we'll talk about the mighty NFC North and where the Bears fit into it. Oh, there's a little preview from that guy, the Sox Ditka sweater-wearing Marshall Harris. Check him out on Twitch. I am Mark Grody, in for Layla on The Score.